Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelia along with Herb Tyler. And we'll be doing also some post-game action at Acme Oyster House on Perkins Road in Baton Rouge, 90 minutes after the LSU-Arkansas game. Herb Tyler and I will be in Baton Rouge doing some post-game work. And, again, want to thank Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Always great sponsors of the show, along with Map Construction. They do a great job. Herb knows all about it. Map Built, Build Beyond. Let's go to our Eyes on the Opponent segment, and it's brought to you weekly by Hug and Haul Equipment Company, one of the leading heavy-duty equipment people in the country. Number one in Arkansas, Oklahoma, now 5 locations here in the state of Louisiana. Hug and Haul's been in existence since 1956. Let's go to our call line and we'll bring on with us. Man, I love this. Whole Hog Sports, Christina Long, who's the editor at Whole Hog Sports. Christina, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me.
Christina, it's been a wild ride, and the ride continues because you got an off season where you'll have a new head coach, a new coaching staff. We'll see how things work out in the NIL part of things, which is huge today in college football. But, you know, first two games, you get off to a 2-0 start, and that's a little bit of promise there for Coach Pittman, who he's one of the great guys in his business. He really is. If people haven't kind of had an opportunity to know him, he is a super guy, but it just didn't work out for him at University of Arkansas. So how has it been covering this Arkansas team this year, which has looked great on offense but El Lazio on the defensive side?
Yeah, it's definitely been one of those, you never know what you're going to get. You never know what version of them is going to show up, because they've had some games where it's actually been the defense that was able to keep them in it a little bit, and then the offense couldn't get it done. Those have been more rare than the defense causing them trouble, but it's been a bit of a mixed bag. And we're kind of getting to that point, and I'm curious if LSU is kind of this same way now. But Arkansas, you know, they fired Sam Pittman in late September, so they've been with interim coach Bobby Petrino for a while now, and this coaching search has been going on for a while now. And I know LSU obviously is not in that same situation exactly, but it's gotten to the point where the action on the field is not really intriguing to very many people anymore. I mean, most people are a little bit checked out on this year's team and this season, which is unfortunate because there's a couple of guys on an individual level who are having really good years and yeah, making sense for themselves, which is, you know, unfortunate that they're not getting, you know, that much credit because it's not turning into wins. But it's definitely been a weird year in that, you know, they haven't had the same problems all the time, but then they keep finding ways to lose. And I keep picking against them because I keep feeling like there's little evidence to tell me that they're going to pull it out, you know, this week or the week after.
Yeah, it's hard to have a bad team win for you. Okay, even from a gambling standpoint, people, well, man, I'm not picking a bad team to win for me. It's not going to work. A little bit about number 97, Quincy Rhodes Jr. We talked about him in our number one, his pass rush skills. And the first two seasons there, you maybe saw a glimpse of it, but not much. And then all of a sudden now, if he were playing at Alabama or A&M or Texas, they'd be doing game day, big-time coverage on him. But because of overall the defense has not played well for Arkansas, he's gotten overlooked. But when you spin that tape on, it's hard not to see what number 97 does out on the field.
Yeah, it's been such a breakout year for Quincy. He was behind Landon Jackson, who was, you know, one of their NFL guys on the team for a couple years until this season. And he was behind Landon Jackson, and a lot of the talk going into the season was, all right, how's Quincy going to do? He's got big shoes to fill. And Sam Pittman kept saying, you know, and the defensive coaches too kept saying, we don't need him to be Landon Jackson. We need him to be Quincy Rhodes. And we think Quincy Rhodes is really good. And I actually was kind of a skeptic. I didn't have super high expectations. I didn't think he was going to be bad, but I just didn't think he was going to rise to this level. And he has absolutely proven me wrong. And, you know, he's got, what is it, 14 or something tackles for loss now, which is the most by an Arkansas defensive player since almost a decade, I think, now. And so it's just been a really breakout year for him. They have not had a consistent pass rush at all this year, which has caused a lot of problems for them in pass defense and, you know, made it already sort of suspect secondary look a little bit worse, but he has been kind of the breakout star of that. And when they have been able to be successful, a lot of it has come from him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Herb?
You know, Coach Petrino has been the head coach of Arkansas in the past. Couple questions. What's the likelihood of Coach Petrino continuing or moving on to be the head coach again at Arkansas? Or, is there another coach that Arkansas has their eye on, and do you know who that is?
Yeah, still feels like a pretty wide open search. There was a lot of kind of buzz about James Franklin being a possibility. Then yesterday, actually, there was some reporting that he was no longer a candidate. There was some people were saying that maybe he never was, but everything I know indicates that's not accurate, that he was an option. They were talking to him. But how serious they got, I'm unsure. But there was a lot of buzz about James Franklin, but I do think that it's fairly open. They're doing a really good job of kind of keeping it close to the vest and obfuscating a little bit. But I think with Petrino, it was interesting after a couple of games, they haven't been able to get a win for him, but honestly, it has still managed to go better than I thought it would go, which seems odd since, like I said, they haven't been able to win, but they, you know, when you fire a coach that early, it's so easy for teams to let go of the rope. You know, the season's lost, what are we doing here? And he really took the approach of, you know, the message that he wanted to send to those guys was, hey, the rest of the year, you are doing this to better your future, whether it is to better your future here next season, you know, climb the depth chart, keep your starting spot, or whether you go to another school, or whether you are trying to make it to the NFL. You need to put some good stuff on tape here. You have the next, at the time it was 9 weeks, to, you know, build your resume, basically, and to show off. And guys really, they've said that they really took that really seriously. I think they've looked a lot better. They have played better. There was a lot of lack of effort concern, particularly on defense, in those first few weeks before Sam Pittman was fired. And it's really hasn't been the same issue. It hasn't been the same level of what are, you know, are they even trying? And so they've really held it together, which has been impressive. And so a couple of weeks in, even though they weren't winning, it was like, well, Petrino, you know, the vibe is improving so much that we kind of started to think, okay, maybe this could work. You know, maybe Petrino is your best option in what is looking like a crowded coaching cycle. But the more they keep losing, the harder it is for them to be like, okay, well, here's your next coach. He maybe didn't win a game. So I think it's definitely lost momentum as far as them keeping Petrino. I am not willing to say that it is totally out of the question that he would be the next permanent head coach, but I don't think he is. I think they would have to whiff on some other candidates in order to make that choice. Unless, hey, he wins his next three games, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. Christina, one of the things when you look at kind of going beyond the numbers, other than the Notre Dame game, that they really, Arkansas has lost, but they've stayed in all these games. It's been certainly high-scoring type games, but they've stayed there. It's been either like a touchdown or less in most games. They played everybody tight other than, say, Notre Dame. And it's an intriguing spot because it looks like a shootout each and every week. And that's not what LSU's done this year at all. They haven't been in any type of, what you want to say, shootout games where they're scoring 30-something points and the other team is scoring 30 points. That's why the matchup here today is really interesting for me on how each team reacts, and certainly with Arkansas, man, what Taylen Green has done. He's just a phenomenal talent at the quarterback position. Now, he's been beat up, and I get it, because you do have a really good running game going for you also, but just his style of play leads to the fact he's going to take a lot of hits.
Yeah, definitely. He is that, you know, great runner as a quarterback. You know, he can really, really extend plays. And there was one game where he wasn't very effective in the run game. We thought it was maybe due to injury. But Petrino said afterward, you know, because he had been banged up, he'd come out of the game briefly the game before for a leg thing. But Petrino said, no, the knee is fine. It was not bad at all. And, you know, their run game completely suffered when he was not a factor. So it's huge for him to be able to move for them. And so, yeah, this is a hard matchup to predict a little bit because, you know, like you said, LSU hasn't really gotten into shootouts. Arkansas keeps getting in them and keeps losing them. And, you know, Arkansas hasn't been great. It's funny. We keep talking about how the defense has improved since Petrino took over and they made some changes. But it still ranks last in the SEC, I think, or near last in most categories. It's still not looking great, and it's not turning into wins, but it's improving at the same time because of how bad it was to start the year. And so I think, you know, if Michael Van Buren too is who's it today, I know with the injury to Nussmeier, you know, he cooked Arkansas for like 300 yards last season when he was starting at Mississippi State. Now Arkansas still won the game because Mississippi State had like a historically bad defense. But, you know, Michael Van Buren has had success against an Arkansas team that had a better defense last year than this one does. So this is a tough one to predict. I think, you know, there's different strengths that match up in kind of an odd way.
Christine, I was going to ask you to make a prediction, but I think you sort of tipped the field there with it, saying about not picking a bad team. So I think from what I gather from you, you think LSU win this game, but it'll be a close game.
I do. That's exactly what I think. I do not think it's a blowout in either direction. I do think LSU wins. Arkansas has given me so little to think. You know, like I said, they've been close, but they've given me no reason to believe that this is going to be the one where they finally break through. I mean, I have no evidence to say that this is finally going to be it, because there's been opportunities, you know, playing against a not very good Auburn team, a not great Mississippi State team, where those were in theory winnable games, and they just couldn't get it done for one reason or another. And I think LSU is a better team than both of those teams. And I, you know, maybe they can do it, but I would be surprised.
Christina, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it. Yeah. Do a great job on Whole Hog Sports. And you can follow her on X at Christina Long 00, right, Christina?
That is correct. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thanks so much. Christina Long does a great job covering the Arkansas football team for WholeHogsSports.com. That Eyes on the Opponent segment is brought to you weekly by Hug and Hall Equipment Company. Been in existence since 1956. Five locations here in the state of Louisiana, big time in the heavy equipment business, certainly in Arkansas and Oklahoma, now in Louisiana. We'll be back to wrap it up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.